Nolte, Mass Looting Spreads to Democrat-Run Philadelphia. By John Nolte on September 27, 2023. Big city Democrats have essentially decriminalized crime. And now the mass looting/shoplifting that helped destroy Democrat-run cities like San Francisco, Beverly Hills, Portland, Seattle, and Chicago has spread to Democrat-run Philadelphia. Yep, now the city of brotherly love is getting what it voted for. Several stores in Philadelphia were looted by more than 100 juveniles Tuesday night, according to police. The Foot Locker and Apple stores near 15th and Chestnut and the Lululemon store in Center City were all looted, according to NBC 10. Multiple videos of the looting were posted to social media and show police officers trying to arrest people while windows are smashed and items are stolen. The excuse for all this? A Philly judge dropped the manslaughter charges against a cop who shot a driver. Body cam footage showed that the driver was hiding a knife. The officer says he only saw the knife's black handle and believed it was a gun. The defense said the charges never should have been filed. The judge agreed, and the mostly peaceful looting began. Oh, and then there's this from the New York Post. A popular social media influencer known as Meatball livestreamed the rabid looting spree that engulfed Philadelphia's city center overnight, before she was seemingly arrested while cheering on the marauders. Meatball, whose real name is Dajia Blackwell, shared video and photos on her Instagram stories gleefully documenting the mass plunder of several businesses, including an Apple store, a Foot Locker, a Lululemon and a liquor store, free iPhones. Free iPhones, Blackwell cried out, before filming people showing off their stolen electronics. There's a whole lot more video. If there's one thread that connects all of these videos, it's that no one appears worried about getting caught or resisting arrest, and most aren't even afraid to show their face. Why? Because they know they live in a city where Democrats only file charges against police officers, not actual criminals. To stop Donald Trump's re-election in 2020, Democrats unleashed this horror on themselves. To stop Donald Trump, arson and looting were decriminalized. To stop Donald Trump, wearing a mask in public became acceptable. To stop Donald Trump, the police were defunded and demoralized. To stop Donald Trump, everyone was locked down and told to work from home, which left downtowns vacant, except for the drug addicts and loonies. Philadelphia police say 15 to 20 people were arrested, but that means nothing. If the past is prologue in these Democrat-run dystopias, no one will see any serious jail time. I wouldn't be surprised if her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris set up another bail fund to keep the rioting going. A GameStop, a Walmart, Foot Locker, and a Family Dollar, all saluted. Police believe some of it was organized, that a caravan of vehicles moved from store to store unloading looters and loading loot. What happens next does not require a crystal ball. On Tuesday, the literal Satan lovers who run the Target grooming syndicate announced it was pulling 9 stores out of 4 Democrat-run cities, East Harlem, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland. Despite hiring security guards and locking up merchandise, the loss from theft was too high. Worse still, when thieves know they can steal with impunity, those thieves show up to steal, and those thieves can become violent. When a Democrat-run government looks the other way, the bad guys come out to hurt the good guys. I'm telling you right now that if you can get out of these cities, you have to get out of these cities. This chaos is not a bug, it's a feature. Democrats are deliberately destroying their cities to consolidate their power. Once all the normal people flee, no one will be left to challenge their power or dispute the vote counts. The other thing to remember is that everything is as it was out here in MAGA country. Normal people of all races and creeds are living normal lives. Don't be fooled by social media and KNLL. This insanity is not everywhere. The real world is still the real world. All the drag queens, transsexuals, looters, Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists are in Democrat-run cities. Democrat-run cities are doomed because Democrat voters are dummies. They are so ginned up by hate, elitism, and their sense of victimhood that nothing, not even the destruction of their home, will wake them up. Come out to MAGAland and watch Democrat-run cities get what they vote for. People should get what they want, and Philly is currently getting it good and hard. If I sound like I don't care, that's only because I don't. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.